Now, I have no doubt that in a crowd this size, with all the people outside and all of our other venues, that a lot of you are right now in emotional or relational meltdown. You are in a situation right now, you're in a conflict, you want to run and get away just to ease the pain. And as your pastor, as somebody who really cares about you, I want to say to you, for your own sake, don't do it. You will not get rid of the pain by running out of the relationship or running away from it.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. But first, if you're looking for the right combination of daily inspiration and encouragement to finally achieve the healthy lifestyle you've longed for, you need the new Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional. It's a great way to start your busy day, and you can find out all about it by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's the final part of a message called The Amazing Power of Forgiveness.
Now, there's a third reason why I have to forgive. And as I said, all of these, none of them have to do with them. The other person deserves it. They don't. It's because I'm going to need more forgiveness in the future. The Bible says this. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father, heavenly Father, will not forgive your sins." What's he saying? Forgiveness is a two-way street. We cannot receive what we are unwilling to give. Somebody asked or told John Wesley one time, he said, "I could never forgive that person." And Wesley said, "Well, then I hope you never sin." You don't want to burn the bridge that you've got to walk across in order to get into heaven. Now listen, there's no way you're getting into heaven on your good works, because you're not good enough. Heaven's perfect, and you're not, and neither am I. The only way you or I have any chance of getting into heaven is God's grace, His forgiveness. And God says we cannot receive what we are unwilling to give. He said it is based on you. God says, "I'm going to show you grace, and I want you to be gracious to others." So don't burn the bridge that you've got to walk over. You're going to need more forgiveness in the future. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," or "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." What are you praying there? You're saying, "God, I want you to forgive me as much as I forgive everybody else." Hello? Do you really want to pray that prayer? "God, I want you to forgive me as much as I've forgiven everybody who's ever hurt me." You need to learn to let it go, because you're going to need more forgiveness in the future.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat, but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling truly full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now today, we have the privilege of hearing one of the greatest stories on forgiveness you'll ever hear. Five American missionaries got in this plane. This is the actual plane. And they went to go make contact in the rainforest of the eastern Amazon in Ecuador. And they were going in to see the Wadani tribe, which anthropologists said was the most vicious, violent society on the face of the earth. And everybody was afraid of them because the Wadanis had a culture of killing. Not only did they kill everybody who came and got in their way, but they killed each other. In fact, studies shown that the number one reason people died in the Wadani tribe was murder. 60% of the tribe died by homicide. Can you imagine living in a culture where everybody's killing each other all the time? That 60%, the number one reason for death is somebody murdered my dad, my brother, my sister, whatever. And even though these missionaries had guns, they made the decision, we will never use them in self-defense. In fact, we would rather die than use the guns against the Wadanis. And what's going to happen is we are ready for heaven and they aren't, and we want to show them forgiveness. And so after an initial flight in where they made contact and there was some friendly, and they thought, this is good, friendly gestures, they flew back in and they landed on a sand barge in the Amazon River area. And they got out of the plane and were instantly speared to death. In fact, there are actually some spear marks here. And on this portion of the spar from the left wing, you can't see it here, but there are machete marks all the way up and down this, where the Amazon, the Alka Indians of the Wadani tribe actually, you know, tried to chop up the plane and tear it apart, not just the men. When that happened, it made news around the world. The world was shocked. It was on the cover of Life magazine, Time, and Newsweek, and many newspapers reported the death of these five missionary men, Nate Saint and Jim Elliott and three other men. Well, the rest of the story is some relatives, loved ones of that family later went back just a couple years later and moved in with the very tribe that had killed the husbands and the fathers and the brothers of all these loved ones. And they moved back in. Rachel Saint and Elizabeth Elliott moved in, two women, into the village. About a year later, Steve Saint, the son, the young 7-year-old son of Nate Saint, moved into that village at great risk to his own life because he represented the revenge. You know, in that culture, you were told to avenge your father's death. And as a result of their showing love and forgiveness to the men, the five men who had killed their fathers and their husbands, Ming Kai, the leader of that murderous tribe, of the five men who came out, and all five of those men who had helped participate in the murder, all became Christians. And they began to grow in the Lord, and many of the people in the tribe became Christians. How do I let go of my past? How do I let go of the people who've hurt me? Four things. Number one, by relinquishing my right to get even. That's the first thing you do. You give up your right. I have a right to get even. They hurt me. You give up that right. And that's the first step of forgiveness. Romans 12:19. Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. For he has said he will repay those who deserve it. Leave it up to God. He'll take care of it. He'll settle the score. He'll work it out. And he can do a whole lot better job than you do. Now let me tell you something. I have been married for 30 years. I have hurt my wife many, many times. I'm ashamed to say. In many different ways, by words and emotions. And she has hurt me many, many times. But still, after 30 years, we're together and we're more in love than ever before. Why? Because I've discovered that the key, the thing that destroys relationships, is not hurt. What destroys relationships is an unwillingness to forgive. It is unforgiveness that destroys relationships, not hurt. We're human. We're going to hurt each other, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. It's going to happen. When you put two imperfect people together, you can never expect a perfect relationship. You're going to hurt each other. The issue is, will you give up your right to get even? And will you offer forgiveness? And when you do, any hurt can be overcome. Now, let me just be real honest to some of you. Your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your parent or somebody really hurt you in the past. And you have held it over their heads for months, maybe even years. And you won't let it go. And no matter what they do, they can't measure up because you won't let it go. And do you know what? You are killing the relationship. Not that hurt from years ago. You are killing it by your unwillingness to let it go. Your unwillingness to forgive. The first step is I let go of my right to get even. Number two, second thing that Steve and Ming Kai did. By responding to evil with good. I respond to evil with good. How can you tell when you've released somebody, when you've really forgiven them? You can actually pray for God to bless the person who hurt you. When you can get to that point, you know you've forgiven them. You can pray for God to bless them. The Bible says this, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. One of the ways you know you've matured, that you're a mature person, is that you can look beyond the hurt that was done to you and see their hurt and what caused them to hurt you. You see, hurt people hurt people. When somebody hurts you, it's because they're hurting in some way. Their own insecurity, their own guilt, their own resentment, their own inferiority, their own the things that hurt them in their past have messed up their mind and their lives. And they're hurting others because they're hurting themselves. And maturity and forgiveness comes. Once I forgive them, I can stop looking at how they hurt me and start seeing why they did it. And I can actually see the sympathetic and begin to pray for them for the hurt that they carried that caused them to hurt others. I relinquish my right to get even. I respond to evil with good. The third thing Stephen Ming Kai did, and that is by repeating these steps as long as necessary. You see, forgiveness is rarely a one-time shot. When somebody hurts you, you think about it over and over and over. And how often do you have to forgive the person? Until the pain goes away. When the pain goes away, you know you've forgiven them. Jesus said this to Peter. Peter asked, Lord, how many times should I forgive somebody who sins against me? Seven times? You know, he's thinking, man, this is really generous. No, said Jesus. How about 70 times 7? In other words, it's got to be continual. It's got to be limitless. Don't even try to count it. Now, here's the rule. Every time you remember that hurt, how they hurt you, and the pain comes back again, you got to release them and you got to forgive them. And you got to do it over and over and over until you don't feel the pain anymore. And then you know you've let it. If you don't do that, if you keep rehearsing it in your mind, whatever you rehearse in your mind, if you don't release them, you're going to eventually resemble them. It's a law of life. That whatever you focus on, you become. And if you hate somebody so much, pretty soon it starts showing up in your own life, and you certainly don't want that. What you hate the most and you focus on, what you rehearse in your mind, you will eventually resemble. And people are starting to say, you're just like your mother. You're just like your dad. You're just like whatever. Because you go, no, I don't want to be that. But you know what? When you focus on it, that's what you move toward. Now, let me say this. It's not always possible or even advisable to go to the person personally who hurt you. It may be the wrong time. Maybe things have changed. Maybe they've moved away. You can't get contact. They may have died. They may have remarried. And maybe to go directly to that person may reopen some bad wounds. But for your sake, you need to forgive them. So how do you do it? Well, a couple of techniques. One of them is what I call the empty chair technique. And you sit in an empty chair down there in the living room. It's just you and this empty chair. And you imagine that person who hurt you. And you say this to them aloud. I'm letting you off the hook. I'm forgiving you. You don't deserve it, but neither do I, for all the forgive ways God has forgiven me. I'm letting you off the hook because God has forgiven me, and because resentment doesn't work, it just makes me miserable. I'm just miserable. And number three, I'm going to need more forgiveness in the future. So I'm letting you off the hook. I'm letting it go. You're really doing it for your own benefit. It's the right thing to do. I'm letting it go, and I'm not going to try to get even. I relinquish my right to get even, and I'm going to respond to evil with good from now on. Another thing you might do, if you are a writer, you might write a letter explaining all your hurt and how you are forgiving them, and then don't mail it. And you say, that is my way of saying, I'm releasing them. I'm letting them go. Now, I have no doubt that in a crowd this size, and with all the people outside and in all of our other venues, that a lot of you are right now in emotional or relational meltdown. You are in a situation right now, you're in a conflict with a mother or father or an aunt or an uncle or a brother or sister or a husband or a wife or somebody, and everything in your body wants to run. What you want to do is escape from the relationship. You don't want to deal with it. You want to run from it. You want to run and get away just to ease the pain. And as your pastor, as somebody who really cares about you, I want to say to you, for your own sake, don't do it. Don't do it. You will not get rid of the pain by running out of the relationship or running away from it. You can run all the way to Tahiti, but the problem is you take your mind with you. And the grudge that you are carrying, you're carrying in your mind. There's only one way to get rid of the pain. Forgiveness. It's the only way to get rid of the pain. You've got to let it go. So I relinquish my right to get even. I am responding to evil with good. I am repeating these steps as long as necessary. And the fourth part of forgiveness, now you know you've really forgiven, is by rescuing others with the good news of God's forgiveness. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians. Through Christ, God made peace between us and himself. That's good news. That's why we call this the peace plan at Saddleback. And God gave us the work of telling everyone about the peace we can have with him. God was in Christ making peace between the world and himself. That's the good news. That's why we celebrate Christmas. In Christ, God did not hold the world guilty of its sins, and he gave us this message of peace, so we have been sent to speak for Christ. Now, in this church, we take this verse very, very seriously. Once I have been forgiven, I am to spread the message of peace. And it is the goal of this church to take the message of peace to every county in Southern California, to every person in America, and to every nation around the world, and to every tribe within that nation. Would you open up your program, inside your program, right as we close? There's a flap that says, Into the Spear. And it talks about our Saddleback Peace Plan. And if you have not become a part of it, I would encourage you to sign up. Now, you don't have to go spend the rest of your life in an Amazon River area. There are plenty of places. Most people in the world actually live in cities. But there are plenty of places. But God will call some of you to say, I'll even go to the extreme place. Not the rest of your life, but just on a week trip or a two-week trip. Here at Saddleback, over 4,500 of our members have gone somewhere in the world on a mission trip. And I would encourage you to tear that off and fill it out and drop it in the basket in just a minute. Now, let me close with this, some straightforward questions. Do you feel forgiven by God? If you don't, tonight's your night. You shouldn't go out of here with a load of guilt. There's no reason to. Everything you've ever done wrong can be completely forgiven tonight. Because you're not going to be able to forgive other people until first you feel forgiven. So I would encourage you in just a minute to follow me in this prayer. You need the forgiveness of God in your own life. Second, who do you need to forgive? Let's just get real practical. Maybe somebody at work, a jerk at work. And they're always lying about you behind your back, and they're always politicking and trying to make you look bad, make themselves look good. You need to forgive them and let it go. How about here at church, in our church family? A church is like a family. It's made up of ordinary people. We hurt each other, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. Do you need to forgive somebody in your small group? Do you need to forgive some staff member who disappointed you? Maybe you need to forgive me. Maybe I, slighted you on the patio in some way. Maybe you need to forgive a leader of a ministry or somebody here. Let it go. Who do you need to forgive in your family? You know, I don't, but you know. The Bible says love keeps no record of wrongs. And because God is love, God doesn't keep a record of your wrongs. So he doesn't want you keeping a record of anybody else's. And are you willing to begin sharing the good news of forgiveness, the message of peace with others? Let's bow our heads. I'm sure that many of you carry painful wounds from others. You may have carried them for months or even years. And when you think about that hurt or that betrayal or that rejection or that abuse or those hurtful words or whatever, it's still as fresh as if it happened today. How are you going to get on with your life? Some of you say, Rick, you have no idea how much they have hurt me. And you're right, I don't. I don't know that. But I do know this. I do know that God has forgiven you, that resentment hurts you the most, and that forgiveness is a two-way street and you're going to need it in the future. And I know that the steps of forgiveness are not easy, but they are possible with God. And when you take them, it gives you power in your life. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I invite all of us here to pray this in your heart. Just in your mind, when I say each sentence, you say, me too, God. Dear God, you know how much I've carried unforgiveness in my heart. And I've held on to hurts and memories. And I've secretly wanted to get even. But today I want to let it go. And I want to get on with your plan for my life. So first, I want to accept your forgiveness, Jesus. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to pay for all my sins once and for all, to wipe out my credit, my debts. I don't understand it all, but I'm grateful. And because you've forgiven me, I want to do the right thing. And so today, I'm choosing to let go of the pain and the hurt that I've received from others. And I forgive, and you fill in the blank there. Name the person. I forgive that person. I'm letting go of my right to get even. And I'm choosing to overcome evil with good. And I commit to continue forgiving them until I no longer feel the pain or the desire to get even and seek revenge. Jesus Christ, please replace my hurt with your peace. And please fill my life with your love. I accept my responsibility now to share the good news of forgiveness, the message of peace, with others. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Well, instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling of truly being full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to earth so that our past can be forgiven, so we can have a purpose for living, and so we can have a home in heaven. What a great gift that is. We're grateful for that gift, and we're grateful for all of the gifts that God does in our lives. Thanks for joining us today on Daily Hope. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.